the discussion or possible action on the commission areas of responsibility. I think they've been distributed to the commission. Basically, we've simply started as this draft to copy the commission districts directly over the councilmatic districts. We have one commission member that lives about 100 feet outside of his councilmatic district. That's Mr. Wheatley. I would propose that we just simply change the first councilmatic district line, or the commission area of responsibility commission line, to simply follow Route 24 out of the town of Laurel until it reconnects to the first councilmatic district line where it crosses Route 24. And that would put you inside your area of responsibility in the district.
Thank you. Because the, just so everybody's benefit, the Title IX does allow there to be two people. From a single
councilman.
Yeah, single district. Mr. Rogers, if I can, just remind everybody that, and for the public that's listening, what we're doing is, this is for sort of organizational purposes and convenience sake. Title IX, it talks about council appointing commissioners, and that the commission obviously represents the whole county, as a body. But this is just so that everybody kind of knows their primary area of responsibility. Thanks.
Thank you. If we're okay with that, well, then we would want to, I would entertain a motion to adopt the new planning commission areas with that amendment in the Laurel area.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
But the staff would still have, still be giving these out or assigning these as they see fit, correct?
You're getting all of them now.
Yeah. Well, the staff certainly does a good job of that now, of spreading the workload out, and the commission itself can. I mean, we can do that on the fly. We don't have any specific, we've done that.
Yeah.
We did it tonight, as a matter of fact.
But
I'll volunteer to take all the hard to pronounce names.
Yeah.
Since I seem to be getting them anyway. Yeah. I think you're doing that to me on purpose.
You could be colluding with someone, though. You better watch
it. Or somebody's colluding against me.
Well, it gives some expectation, I guess, for the public and for staff, Mr. Hudson. It gives some expectation for the public and the staff of sort of, we're trying to divvy up the workload before, honestly, but
yes.
You could have somebody on the western side of the county who's ends up with something on the eastern side of the county. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but if people who are familiar with how planning and zoning works, they're going to think that the person who's going to take the lead in questioning and everything else is going to be the one who lives in that area where the application comes from. So it goes back to the way we've historically done it for decades, I would say. Before more recently, but that's not to say where the commission and staff, if one commissioner gets loaded up with five things on a agenda, where we wouldn't say, all right, well, we'll sort of divvy up who takes the lead on it.
Especially for motion preparation and stuff like that.
I mean,
we can still keep doing like you're doing that, right?
No, I don't think it'll be like we're doing it. It's going to be like, if that application's in your councilmanic district in your area, you're going to take the lead on it.
Unless you have four applications that night.
I'm going to get bombed.
No. We'll divide that one.
We'll try to manage. If we notice, all the applications are going into one district, we'll shift
to
one or so to an adjacent person.
Or, of course, you could always try to become chairman, and then you can pass on all your work to your fellow commissioner.
I'll pass.
There is that.
There is that.
How's that go?
Okay. Any other questions?
And this isn't set in stone. I mean, the commission can always,
Well, when we get to rules procedure, we're going to get to the review process as well. So what's the will of the commission?
For approval.
I'm good with it.
With the amended line in Laurel?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and second to approve the new planning commission areas map with the amended line from the town limits of Laurel following Route 24 until it crosses the Councilmatic District 1 line on Route 24 east of town. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our other additional item is the rules of procedure. Mr. Robertson passed out a redline version.
Mm-hmm.
In it, we did the, there's two items that came to my attention.
Here, I can hand them down too, just real quick, Mr. Ross. We have copies tonight as well.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Did you have a copy,
I
Bob?
I have
Okay, we've got copies coming.
Sorry to interrupt, just
everybody's got it. I know they were emailed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, I asked Ms. Cornwell just to have them printed tonight just so we can all look at them.
I already have a copy, so. One item, I remember we discussed retaining the consent agenda. It's still marked out on this version, so I don't know whether we want to put it back in or take it out. And then the second item is we've added a rule near the on the page 11, which would require the commission to revisit the areas of responsibility within 6 months of any councilmatic district changes. So other than the items that we discussed at the last meeting, those were two that I noticed that might need further discussion.
Can you explain that a little better?
Which
the consent agenda is something that we used to do years ago, which
no, I mean just this one specific thing.
The one on the end?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, if you want to start there, we can. So basically what happens is every 10 years there's a census. And based on that census, then the councilmatic district lines have to change to accommodate the shifts in population.
Okay.
So that the districts are balanced. And so all this does is say that after one of those changes, the commission within 6 months needs to look at those changes in boundary lines and just make a decision if they want to change the area's responsibility or not. It doesn't require them to change it, but it does require them to take a look at it. And that way we won't get into a situation like we have been where the districts are so largely different. Maybe over time, you know, those could be adjusted.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't really require action other than review.
And you could still do it any time in between, too, if you want.
Yeah, you could do it at other times, but this would be a required rule that within 6 months of a change in district. And I think that way we won't have such a large degree of slippage in between the areas of responsibility and the councilmatic districts, which seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions regarding that point? Then back to the consent.
Is that being
agenda
struck for a reason? I mean,
well, so and that may be a misunderstanding it on my part. I know because remember Mr. Johnson spoke that night too, and maybe I thought that there was.
Mike just always hated the consent agenda.
Yeah,
but he was the one that was pulling items off the consent agenda.
Right. So I thought you all sort of were thinking that you wanted to get rid of it. You know, so the flip side of it is you can have it and not necessarily use it.
Well, that's where I was coming from. I'd rather see it stay in the rules, but I'd rather not use it unless things get okay. Just ridiculous again. And if they do, we'll wish we had it. You know.
Yeah. Speaking of other business items, are we up on all the other? Because we're not getting very many. I mean, we're pretty.
We are on top of everything.
Cool.
We're caught
that's
up.
Very good. So I tend to agree with that. I think it's better for us to leave the option in. But understanding that it's probably an option of last resort.
Yeah,
so just
you wouldn't use it unless you just got swamped with stuff.
Because it did create occasionally some feeling of being preempted. The public might have an interest in another business item. It was left on the consent agenda, and then nobody was aware of the interest, and they felt like, wow, that was just taking a short route. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, and I would add sort of on further reflection that probably – it's something that should stay in there, but be used perhaps infrequently because the trend with ordinances is to give site plans more look like interconnectivity on commercial site plans. You know, that's you're not going to know if there's interconnectivity that's appropriate under that new ordinance through a consent agenda. You know, you're going to need to really look at the plan. So, but no, it's not. I think it's probably a good idea to keep it on there just so you have that tool in your toolbox.
So we'll not delete that section.
Yeah. So it's actually. You won't delete it from 1.1 and you won't delete rule 4.A.
That's right. Are there any other changes that people have thoughts or comments on?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Mr. Robertson did an excellent job of capturing.
Thank you. And I just want to say one thing. I know it was sort of reported in some media like that we were really tackling these, and it suggested that they were woefully out of compliance with FOIA. They weren't. And maybe that was my own personal read on it. This was just sort of a housekeeping thing. Just
that's the only reason I brought it up is I thought, well, you know, nearing my retirement, I would try to do a little bit of housekeeping so whoever fills in next won't have to do that housekeeping. You know, so if they want to get mad, they can get mad with me, and that's fine. I'll be gone anyway.
Right. It wasn't like they weren't compliant with FOIA. That's sort of my point.
It'd be like the fans of the basketball get mad, but the game's over. Who cares, right? With that, I guess, can we need a motion to
accept the... The motion would be to approve the rules of procedure as amended, with the exception of deleting the amendments in Section 1.1 regarding consent agenda, and deleting the proposed amendment to delete Rule 4.A regarding the consent agenda.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Before anybody says that.
To adopt the amended rules of procedure with the removal of amending the consent agenda items. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Just on that, so what will happen next is I'll get a clean copy to the office, and those will go up on the web, because those rules of procedure are on the tab
on the
planning
web.
Zoning on the Sussex County website.
Okay. We're not doing too...
How many hours a day do you work?
No. 2.5.
Well, I mean, work, you know, work is one of those words that, you know, you can't say, it's a matter of definition.
When you love your job, none of it's work.
How many hours a day do you bill for?
There you go. Now we're getting to that. Okay, we're back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing is, they love you, man. Yeah, our first public hearing is 2018-1 Acadia.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on subdivision 2018-1 Acadia for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our second public hearing was subdivision 2018-3, Fox Haven 2.
Mr. Chairman, Fox Haven 2, I move we defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on subdivision 2018-3, Fox Haven, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use 2126.
Can we do anything for this guy?
Don't you do that to me?
I mean, I need to know sort of what direction you're going. But this one, I mean, it is a longstanding.
He's been grandfathered, and he's just next door to the junkyard too. So just,
I mean, he came in and asked for the whole property, but could we? Because I know that.
But he's actually using the whole property. He's storing farm equipment in the back.
He'll use all of it.
No, but I'm saying, could he exclude the part that the front? I guess he's already using everything.
The only thing I think we should consider is to, you know, revisit the property and look at that strip of bushes or shrubs along that one residential side, and maybe stipulate that landscaping just be retained in some way.
Do we have a survey of the property somewhere? Is there one in the file?
Well, there's one here.
I didn't get that in the packet, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
When I went to look at it, it was confusing where one property ends.
Yeah. If just somebody could get
ditch,
that to me.
Is the ditch the property line?
I don't know.
Because he said, you know, if you pull off into the ditch, you're in other words, he can't. But that's not to say that he's not encroached beyond.
Yeah, right.
I suspect if he's pulled up to the ditch, he's over the line, because I don't imagine the ditch is right on the property line. I don't think. Of course, it's hard to tell that part. That's old as that place is.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, if it is approved, a site plan will be submitted, and at that point,
we'll
you could clearly, as part of a site plan, look at how close you want the parking to be located.
I can understand.
Yeah, it will have to be shown.
Yeah.
I can understand a gentleman's reluctance to lose his pre-conforming non-existing. I mean, that's why he was so anxious. No, I'm not going to do this, because he doesn't want to lose that, and I understand that. So to the degree that we can accommodate that and still bring everything else into conformance makes sense.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, what I can do is, I know this one's yours, you and I can talk, and we can kind of come up with something that sort of encapsulates what he's doing and what we want to do. So
in the meantime, I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2126 for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on conditional use 2126 for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use 2127, Wine Works LLC.
This one, I just like a little bit of time, because we've done some of these, and we have some fairly standard but not necessarily limiting conditions that go on these event, you know, regular event type places, just so that we're treating everybody fairly.
Right. I think we've done a little more with sound these days. I was
thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2127 Wine Works for further consideration.
Second. I have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use 2127 for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That's all our items on the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
I just want to ask real quickly about tonight when I brought up the could you not work on Sundays? Is that something that we should be looking at if a development is being built next to a lot of other homes or a certain amount of homes?
I don't think that's unreasonable. I really don't. When they're in close proximity like that, people are already, there's already enough angst over all that stuff. It wouldn't be bad to have one day a week where it was just quiet.
Right.
It's not like it's a 24/7 business that's operating a hospital or something. It's a construction site. And,
I mean, I know a lot of them do that anyway. I mean, I know they're working on governors, and they never work on Sunday. You know, so
they don't want to pay triple time.
Yeah.
So I think it's a no. I don't have any problem with it. Anything else?
Yeah, just I won't be here whenever the next meeting. And Ian's getting my son Ian is getting a scholar athlete award from WGMD, and that's the banquet night. So
nice.
Well, let's just postpone the meeting. We'll all go.
Yeah.
Come on down. Make it a short meeting and show up. You know.
There you go. Like, this all looks good to us. See you later.
There was a rumor going around that Ian took after his mother. So.
Yeah. Since I'm neither a scholar nor an athlete, according to Mr. Ross.
Be our turn.